Chapter 7. March 14th of Year 1. At this point, Messenger is no longer a needle, but rather a threat. During the past weeks, the ship collected all the elements needed for the next stage of construction. It grew from 10 centimeters to a length of 4 meters. So far, Messenger cannot grow wider, because that would be too risky. Yet the third stage of the fabricator will need more space, and it will be located in the central part of the spaceship. Messenger has slowed down a bit due to all this gathered mass. This has given the 4 sensor units the chance to fly ahead in the direction of their destination. I access their image feeds via radio. I see nothing far and wide, which is good, since any object could potentially be a destructive obstacle for the spaceship. From the position of the ISUs, I cannot even detect Messenger, as its cross-section is still too small. The second stage fabricator starts its task. It builds a machine that can produce parts of macroscopic size, things a human can see and touch. So far, there are no humans here, but this will change too. Nanoscopic transport units carry the necessary material from Messenger's stern. The various raw materials are stored in such a way so as to allow for a very efficient construction process. The spaceship is now growing a belly, a barrel-shaped bulge that starts about 30 centimeters behind the tip of the vessel. From now on, we can no longer assume the danger of a collision is so low that we can avoid all obstacles. The risk of something hitting Messenger has abruptly risen by 1,000%. It is still below the mean probability of being hit by a meteorite on Earth. Actually, no inhabitant of Earth has ever died this way, at least as far as historical records are concerned.